Do you like conspiracies?
Only for their entertainment value?
Well, you've come to the right place.
Here we talk about the four-letter word, conspiracy.
And we also make jokes about them.
Welcome to What the Conspiracy. Hello, everybody, and welcome to WT Conspiracy, a.k.a. What the Conspiracy, with your co-host. I am Peaswad, and he is...
Sleepy Weasel.
He is Sleepy Weasel.
Back again for another one.
Another one. We told you we're coming back, and damn it, we did it.
We did.
Okay, that's the end of the episode. Thanks for watching, everybody. We just wanted to prove that we can...
See ya.
Oh, God. Okay, so...
Are they all... Did you already shut it off? Are they gone? Easiest episode we've ever done.
I know. It was solid. Yeah. Probably one of our best,
yeah,
actually.
Really good. Yeah. Really good.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, still recording.
Oh, okay. Good. We'll keep going then.
I'll edit that out. I'm not going to edit anything out. Welcome everybody to WT Conspiracy. We did wanted to let you know that we are at WT Conspiracy on Instagram, TikTok, and Twitter. WTConspiracy@gmail.com. And we also do a video version of this as well. Where you can see things like Sleepy taking a drink of a beer this time.
Right now?
Yeah. Yeah, that's root beer, right? That's not actual alcohol. So
yeah, absolutely root beer.
I love root beer. But we are on YouTube, in case you didn't know. You can come and see what we look like. You can come and see Sleepy drink his root beer. Thank you. Policies and stuff and whatever.
If you just in case they've never seen two dads in their late 30s, they're curious what that looked like.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is a good reference point.
Yeah,
don't you think? Good reference point.
Almost in our 40s too. We're getting there.
Getting there. Not quite though.
Sorry. But yes, we are. Need to go check us out there, or if you want to listen to us on the go, we are on I think 12 different platforms to listen to it in a podcast version, so you don't have to see our ugly mugs. But next we have the country shout out. Are you ready for this?
Ready. We add any new ones?
We did. We added a new country, and that country is France. Parlez-vous
France.
Français?
Baguette. Oui, oui. don't know any more French words. I don't even think the first one was French, but I
baguette know. Is definitely French. Unless there's something else I didn't hear. You said
No, that's all I said.
You said elephant or something. I don't know. That's
elephant?
Yeah.
That's definitely not French.
No, it's not. I don't know what country that'd be from, origin. That's interesting. Do you ever do nerdy things like that? Where you're like, I wonder what the origin of the word elephant is. Then you Google that.
I usually just let that thought just drift off into space. I just got to let it go. Seems like a lot of work.
You're very long.
To pick up my phone and Google.
Had me very worried about myself. You took so long to say something. I was like, oh, God. What do I do here? I'm weird. Let us know in chat if you do or don't do that. Do you search weird things on Google like me? And I don't mean like things that are going to get you put onto a list or anything. I mean like the origins of a word or like the surname of somebody and the origins of that. I'm always interested in weird things like that. So anyways, returning countries. Speaking of surnames, returning country is U.S.
Who we got?
And Denmark.
Yep. Yeah. Right, Denmark.
Yeah,
heck yeah.
We see you. You're on the list like every week. So whatever one person in Denmark that thinks that we're okay, thank you for that.
They've been waiting for us to come back for a year and a half.
Thanks for not giving up on us, Denmark.
Yeah, we appreciate it.
The plan is we're going to record every Tuesday, right?
Yeah.
That's the plan.
So far, we are two for two, so that's pretty good.
God, I feel so good, man.
Listen,
Elwha Pop? Oh.
What?
Did you hear that?
I didn't. What happened?
We'll see if it comes out in video, but my elbow popped. I put it really close to the mic, so we're going to gross people out. I'm an idiot.
No, my knee does that every time I stretch it on my left knee.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Because we're 100 years old.
It did it for a long time, but then like I did squats, and my legs got stronger, then it stopped, and then I hurt my ankle, and now I can't do squats, and now it does it again, because I got these fucking weak-ass chicken legs, you know, again, so now I got a knee that pops all the time.
We were like, that guy skips leg day. It's not my fault. I don't want to.
It's like, well, yeah. Well, we're just gonna work. We'll just get in shape everywhere else. But yeah, our legs.
Just one really strong.
You know, I thought about doing that, and somebody told me. I was like, you know how ridiculous that would look.
Oh,
like,
it'd be so funny.
Because I could do like one legged. I could do like one legged. You know, like presses and stuff, all that stuff. Yeah. But it's but then it would look silly, I think. So
I think it'd look hilarious. It looks like you are a punter or something in the NFL. Like you just have one giant ass leg,
and
the
other one. That seems like a lot of work for being 38, almost 39. So we're not gonna worry about it. Yeah. We'll just do the other stuff.
Yeah, I can dig that. You know? I can definitely dig that.
But
so yeah,
you got any more?
Oh,
yeah, any more things to get any more? Any more countries, or are we moving over to catch up?
We're moving over to catch up. So catch up on video game shows, life, podcasts, videos, YouTube, whatever. What have you been up to since last week? Because we did this 2 weeks in a row. Damn it.
Well, it's actually easier to do the catch up now because we're only doing a week, so it's a little bit easier.
Yeah.
So I've been playing a ton of Sea of Thieves, and it's kind of starting to taper. Well, it's kind of starting to taper off a little bit. You know, I've been playing it over a month. I've been playing a lot of chivalry too. I'm a fan of your plays that. It's that goofy sword and knight, you know, fighting game. Super fun.
It's so fun.
As long as you don't take it too seriously, because
yeah,
you know, I'm not like obviously super good at it. It's just fun to get on there and play. You know, then you run to like the level 1000s, who are like crouch spamming and spinning the entire time. So it's you just gotta. You weren't in the party a little bit ago. We were talking about it before I got on here, but Gitsum said, you just got to throw everything in your hands at him and then just beat him to death with your fists. So you just got to try that. Usually doesn't work, but, you know,
I trust
just go Gitsum. Just go in with that plan,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
As far as shows go, I am still just pretty much just watching Trailer Park Boys over and over again on repeat.
Jesus.
To my wife's dismay, because now she hates that show. And my most recent walkthrough, I'm like, I'm on season 11. I started that when I came home. We don't watch season 10 because it's awful. and then as far as other podcasts I listen to, the only podcasts I really listen to, there's two of them. There's one called Purple Daily, which is a Vikings podcast.
Vikings podcast?
Yeah, and then there's Purple Insider, which is another Vikings podcast. Oh, so there's the only two podcasts I listen to.
You are such a dad. Like, I want to listen to a podcast about my specific football team. It's going to be great.
Well, I don't get to hear about them down here in Atlanta, because if you turn on the sports radio, it's the Falcons.
Yeah, Falcons.
And I don't want to hear about them. And they can keep Kirk Cousins. You guys can have him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They don't need him, but yeah.
Yeah, for sure. So, but anyways, that's all I've been doing.
Nice.
What have you been doing?
Well, we have been continuing to play a whole boatload of college football.
Yes, we have.
Because Sleepy and I are in a two-man league together, and then we are in a four-man league with my brother Train and our homie Googly Moogly.
Mm-hmm.
The league with more people always seems to move slower, and every time you try to play one of those games, so it's like the more people you have, the slower it moves. So it's right. Like, whatever.
We're on our fourth season, third or fourth in ours.
Yeah. Right. And we both went to the playoffs for the first time last year. And both of us lost our first game.
No, I won my first game.
Oh,
you had a bye. I didn't have a bye.
Wait, no.
So I had to win a game.
Did I win a game? No, I did. I won one.
You beat somebody.
I won one.
Yeah, so
game.
Did I.
And then,
because if we would have each won, we would have played each other.
What the hell?
What? What happened?
Do you see it?
No, what?
It's my cat.
Oh, I see him.
That's a girl.
Her. I see her.
Yeah.
What's she doing?
She was just walking across. I just picked her up and she just went and didn't really care because she's such a nice cat. She's such a good cat.
Oh, okay.
That's 10-year-old Isa. She's an old lady.
Ooh.
But yeah, so I've been playing that, and I'm in a league with Train also, my brother, with just two of us. So, and then I also do a league on my Twitch. So if you don't follow me already on Twitch, I am the username Peaswad, same as the podcast. Weird, right? But I have a season where it's created, and it's called the Peaswad Tech Heroes of Hogan. And I take people who are watching the stream and who say it's okay, and then I put their username as one of the players on my team. So I have Sleepy Weasel as my cornerback. And
the best ever.
And I only play when I stream.
With his athletic prowess.
He is the second best cornerback on the team. However, that team is so bad that that doesn't say a lot, you know?
They're doing their best.
Yeah, well, okay. They are. They really are. They're trying. But, yeah, I've been playing that. Like, and then I have been playing Diablo also. It's about the only two games that I've been playing. Diablo 4. Well, I guess I've been playing some Marvel Snap on my phone occasionally, but whatever. That game's a lot of fun. And then, yeah, the Diablo, I just hit. I'm a level 100 barbarian for the season, and that is my fifth character, and there's only five characters in the game. But that's my fifth character that is level 100. Excuse me.
I haven't even done that. I've only gotten rogues and barbarians to, and then one sorcerer down. So I've never done necro or druid. I've never done either one of those.
Well, you got to do it. They're a good time. Good time, brother.
Hey, I don't want to play druid. It looks boring. I'm going to be a big dude as a bear. I don't know. Big pass.
You want to be a big dude as a human, though, and use it.
Yeah.
Like seven swords at the same time as a barbarian, right?
Yeah. You know, or a rogue. Just shoot stuff at everybody.
Yeah.
You know, that's super fun.
Sorceress, same thing. You know, like it's
yep.
all good.
Yep.
But yeah, that's what I've been doing. TV shows. I don't know. I think I've been watching some. I watch a lot of YouTube. A lot of YouTube. Mm-hmm. Like just random stuff. And it's all like spooky stuff or conspiracy stuff and whatever. Because I'm not scared of anything. So, I mean, there's that. And the only thing I'm actually scared of is if my kid comes down and it's dark in here and he's trying to tell me about how he had a bad dream or something, that's when I shit myself. That's right. Otherwise, I'm not really scared of anything. But, yeah, I've been watching a lot of YouTube and slowly watching some AEW wrestling, trying to get caught up. But I will never get caught up, I don't think. My boy Ricochet apparently is now in AEW wrestling. So it's really exciting for me. So I need to really get into it. But yeah, that's it for me.
Yeah, I'll jump back. The only movie that I saw over the last week is I went to the theater and saw Deadpool and Wolverine with my son and his friend. So I went and saw that with them.
It's a really good movie.
It is. Good enough to... You should go see it four times. It's super good. That's what I would do if I was me.
Well, yeah. I mean, we'll see what we can do, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't put the cat food away. That's what she was doing. She was over there eating a whole bunch before I put it away. Sneaky old lady. Dang, bro. Anyways, so this episode is going to be the continuation about urban legends by state. This is part five.
Urban legend one. Yes.
What? Sleepy. I have some terrible news.
What do you got? What's wrong?
You know how we have best friends over at Business Insider, and Business Insider has been our number one source and much appreciated
source.
They have
been. The best grammar that you could possibly find in a written article. No errors or punctuations or run-on sentences or anything like that. Yeah, I know. I remember Business Insider. Really, really good.
This sounds like a sprinkle of sarcasm.
No. We love Business Insider.
We do. We love Business Insider, and we thank you for allowing us to use your stuff. And probably have no idea we are using it, but I tried to go to Business Insider today and tried to check.
Did
it
you?
Out.
Good. And, yeah. Be great. Be great to use for information.
It would be if they haven't changed their policy in the last year and a half, and now you have to pay to use it.
Pay? You want me to pay for Business Insider?
I don't want you to pay for it. I don't want anybody.
Good,
because
I'm not gonna. I'm not gonna do it.
I'm not gonna pay money to go see a bunch of grammar errors and run on sentences and all that stuff. Like, no. Mm-mm. No. So, what I did is I found a chart.
Did you find
a list?
You found a new website. New
a
website.
New one. The scariest.
Okay. So what do we got?
The scariest urban legends in each state, obscure and terrifying creatures and ghost stories from the United States.
Okay.
And it has all 50 buckaroos on it.
Okay, what's the source for it? What are we? What's the source material?
Oh, you want this?
Yeah. Who are we using?
I don't even know. I just found it.
Okay. Well, if we don't, if they're not good enough to be, you know, mentioned like Business Insider, then we won't worry about it.
Don't know at all where I got this from. Fuck. That's awful. Oh, there we go.
Okay.
Okay. I got it from That's where I got it from. Tidal Max.
Tidal Max? Is that like the commercial on TV, people?
You know how they have a... Jesus Christ. You know how they have an affinity for getting you your title to your car and then also scary urban legends?
They have an affinity for getting the title of your car and apparently urban legends.
Yeah, they could be the scary urban legends, you know? Like, that's why they made this list, I think.
Okay, okay.
So it's got to right, well, be good.
Okay, well, maybe this is the new Business Insider. I guess we'll have to see how it reads.
New Business Insider. Oh, man.
So okay. Well, cool. Do you have the list of the ones that we're doing? Or you're going to randomize them? Like, what are we doing? Like, how do you want to do it?
Yeah, we're just going to choose. I'm just going to look, and then the first one I look at is what we're going to do. So I looked at Oklahoma.
Okay. What's the urban legend? Do you know what it is, or do you want me to look it up?
No. What I'm going to do is I'm going to read what they have on here, and then you look it up and see if you get anything near the same thing. Where the hell is it? Okay, here we go. Are you ready?
I am.
The Men in Black at Shaman's Portal in Beaver, Oklahoma. Okay. Beaver Dunes Park is the Bermuda Triangle of Oklahoma, with weird disappearances dating back as far as Coronado's time, when his men disappeared in flashes of green light. In recent times, archaeologists have been chased away from the site by mysterious government officials. According to superstition, anyone who learns anything about what's truly buried underneath the sand disappears.
What is this called?
The Men in Black at Shaman's Portal. Men in Black of Shaman's Portal. What do you think? It sounds great, doesn't it? Sounds great. There we go. Do you find anything?
I'm looking.
Sleepy has become...
Yeah, I think I found something.
Become a big part of tech. He's growing up when it comes technologically.
I'm definitely not.
He's using two computers for this episode.
Oh yeah, I'm using two laptops.
Look at this guy go.
Peaswad still says I just need to get two monitors, but I have a monitor. But then like I don't want to record out there, and I don't want to move my monitor. So we're just going to use this laptop and then this laptop is what we're going to do.
Whatever works, buddy. That's cool.
Yeah. I mean, do you think the notebook's going away? You're crazy. Because the next episode, I got to do research. And it's going to be tons of notes.
Tons of notes.
Just like we used to. Okay, so I'm looking here. So I did find it. I did find the Shaman's Portal.
Beaver Dunes Park?
It's the first thing I see is if I'm unfamiliar with the geometry of the state of Oklahoma, it's in the panhandle, and it's circled on the thing, so I know where it's at.
Oh, okay,
so good. That's good. Yeah. So like I've got a general panhandle idea of... Now I know where Oklahoma's at, so that's step one.
Jesus. You know, I'm phenomenal with geography, oddly enough.
Are you?
Yeah, it's like one of my better subjects. I think. I feel like I'm good at it. I don't know.
I'm reading through here. I'm not even to the shaman part. It's talking...
Shaman's Portal.
It's full of sand dunes.
Yep.
It says, yes, correct, sand dunes. Weird. Okay, so that's...
That's correct.
Beaver Dunes. Is this, you said this is in Beaver Dunes Park?
Yeah.
Okay, because it says Beaver Dunes Park is just north of the town of Beaver. So
that makes sense.
Even more narrowing down to know where we are.
Yeah,
so.
So we're right to the north of Beaver. This is the Beaver Dunes Park.
This website I found, there's a meme.
Okay.
You guys want to hear a joke? A beaver walks into a bar, and the bartender asks, you want a drink? And the beaver replied, nah. Like, G-N-A-W. You'd have to see it. Get it? Because they gnaw on shit?
Yeah, we get it. That's not good.
That's not good. I didn't. This guy did it. You know, I'm just reading it.
Oh, Jesus.
All I'm getting so far is just, like, the history of the town, and it's on Beaver River. The Beaver Public School System comprises school. It's just it just keeps wanting to just talk about the fucking animal. I keep swearing. I'm sorry. The animal.
Yeah. Oh, there's a yawn.
We got one. We got a yawn. So we got a yawn and a burp already. I did it. I can close it down. Shut it down. We're done.
All right, here we go. Now we're at the Shaman's Portal. All right, so what do you got on your side? What do you see?
Is it people disappear back to Coronado's time in a green light? Archaeologists have been chased away by mysterious government officials, according to superstition. Anyone who learns anything about what's truly buried underneath the sand disappears.
This is what I'm saying, reading here. It's allegedly, it's documented in Coronado's journal.
Yep.
This person, though, who's writing this, the information I'm using, said he wasn't going to be able to find this anywhere, but he says if he finds it, he'll post it here. But if anybody else out there knows where to find it, let him know. So out to you guys as well. Yeah. If anybody knows where to find a copy of Coronado's journal, or if you happen to have it.
Text Coronado or something? See if he still got it?
Yeah, you might want to ask him.
Yeah, I'll do that. I'll do that later.
So if any of you happen to have that, you know, just laying around, let us know.
Let me check my files here. That's wild. We're not even going to tell you who the guy is either. You'll have to find him yourself. Whatever random guy that Sleepy's reading about, if you do have Coronado's notes, we're not even going to tell you who he is. So that...
Yeah, we're not doing all the work for you. You got to figure some of this out yourself.
Yeah, we're just the middleman, okay? Yeah, man. Yeah.
So basically, it just goes down to, like you said, so there's an eerie floating green light, and three men went to chase after it. They never returned. They all vanished in flashes of green light.
Okay.
Like I said, and then it's all documented, supposedly. And then... this guy says his theory is that the sand dunes was the site of an ancient alien crash. The dead aliens turned into alien ghosts, which put an alien curse on the area.
Of course.
And then now we're jumping really far forward. The United States Military Special Top Secret Division called something like Special Paranormal Extraterrestrial Containment Tracking Research Agency for and Anomalous Life Forms.
Wait, what? Hold on.
This guy said this is what the name of the government agency probably is. So he's not going off of anything. He's assuming that this is what it is.
Oh, my God. I was in the Air Force, too, you know. I remember those guys very well. Oh, I can't talk about that. Never mind.
And then he goes, I'm going to go back and find a different one because this guy's just... He is out there.
He sounds like our type of guy, though.
He does. It's very interesting. Well, this one has a picture. Apparently, this is obviously from, 1541.
From what? 1541?
Yeah, that's when Coronado was around, right?
Oh, okay, yes. Yeah. I was like, what? Are you looking for Coronado's notes for that guy?
Yeah, I'm going to help him out. I'm just looking. I just went to a different website and trying to look some more.
Oh, Jesus.
Is there anything else? This guy says it's in his diary. This guy's not saying it's not. They were warned by the Native American guides at that time to not go to the area they went to where this supposedly happened, and they disappeared. Shaman's Portal title was coined by the natives. The place has been suspected of a string of disappearances from that fateful expedition to this very day. Let's see. So, and then on top of that, some locals report that they have encountered military excavation sites under the cover of darkness. This is now. Mm-hmm. Dr. Mark Thatcher, an Oklahoma State University archaeologist, spent 3 years in the 90s studying the area before suited individuals with military credentials showed up and shut his operation down.
It took them 3 years to shut him down?
Well, Dr. Mark Thatcher is resilient.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You're not stopping Dr. Mark Thatcher.
He's known for his resilience.
So the natives believe that this is a portal maybe to another dimension. They said there could be some credibility to the electromagnetic disturbances recorded in the dunes. Some said an ancient alien spacecraft, seemed like the other guys buried deep below. Well, Other people surmise that the explorers were mercilessly incinerated by green light near a fell victim to some heinous native magic meant to protect the gold from the greedy Europeans.
That sounds racist.
They're a wizard. It really does. It really does. That doesn't sound good.
Yeah, trying to stop us white people from taking their gold. Like, what? Yes, don't take their gold. It's not yours.
Yeah, it's not yours. You know, this also, from the way this sounds, could be wizards.
Okay.
You ever think about that?
I never once thought about wizards being the reason for that.
It's probably. So, what do you think about this, about the famous Oklahoma urban legend here? So, you got conquistadors.
Conquistadors, you know, disappearing.
Being in areas they're not supposed to be in the first place, it sounds like.
Yeah, and they were told specifically not
disappearing.
To go there. Good job, idiots.
Yeah. You know, trespassing, it sounds like. In areas
woods.
They're not supposed to be. Yeah, they probably did, just disappeared.
They're like, don't go that way. There's no trails. And they were like, oh, we'll go that way. And then they died.
But this doctor in the 90s did get his stuff shut down. But that could be for a ton of reasons. They could have been like, hey, quit digging, like, on Native American land. You're not supposed to be here, and made him leave.
Here. You've been here for 3 years. It's time for you to go, buddy. You
can't just start digging holes, you know, in the middle of Oklahoma for no reason.
Why not?
You know, somebody's going to kick you. Well,
it took 3 years for them to stop him. Jesus.
Well, yeah, because there's I don't know how many people are in Oklahoma, you know. I'm sure there's areas that aren't as populated. So it probably took a while to find him.
How many people in Oklahoma? If I had to guess, I'd say 2.4 million.
I don't think there's that many people in Oklahoma.
You don't think so?
I doubt it.
Population Oklahoma.
I'm going to say it's like closer to like I'm going to say it's under 2 million.
Ooh. What did I say?
2.4? 2.4.
Oklahoma's size as of 2022 is 4.02 million.
Where? Are they all in Tulsa and Oklahoma City?
Yeah, pretty much. That's okay. All they got. Like, whatever, man.
So from what I get from this urban legend, looking it up, is we've got, you know, what we already said, people not being where they're supposed to be, this and that, and then potentially wizards, you know, evaporating early Europeans. Yeah. So, what do you think? Do you think it was probably aliens? I think it was probably just they got murdered because people were like, hey, get the heck out of here. You're not supposed to be here. Is what it sounds like to me. What do you think?
I don't really think it's anything. I think it's just stories, you know, like, whatever. And nobody's scared of that. So, I don't believe it.
Yeah, well,
wait,
yeah.
Okay, so if I that say, sounds about right. Hold on a minute. If you're saying that you mm-hmm. don't believe it and I don't believe it, would you be willing to walk in that area?
Well, yeah, if I can get a ride there first. I'm not going to, like, walk around Oklahoma till I find it. Somebody brings me there. Sure.
Can I get a ride there first? They're like, no. This is part of your journey. All right, then I'm not doing
it.
Fuck you.
I got to walk from Georgia. Like, yeah, I'm not going.
Good reason to not go. I don't have the next 9 weeks to walk to there. All right, so nope, I don't believe
it.
Meh.
Okay, boom.
All right, you ready for the next one?
Yeah.
Alabama.
Okay.
Song of the South. I can't sing any more of that. Otherwise, we'll get sued. Alabama. So, what we have here is Jesus Christ. Dead children's playground.
Ooh.
That sounds hideous. I don't even like this. Huntsville, Alabama.
Hey, I'm going to a music festival there at the end of September.
Now everybody knows. And everybody's going to go just to see you. They know what you look like, too, if they go to our YouTube. Make sure to like and subscribe.
Oh, boy.
Okay, so, Dead Children's Playground, Huntsville, Alabama. During late night hours, swings move by themselves as spirits of buried children come to play. Scared? Are you scared?
Not yet.
Okay, me neither. Alabama. Huntsville, Alabama. The place where you can get cheese.
So I'm looking here. It says it's in historic Maple Hill Cemetery. Is a playground that looks like Maple Hill Cemetery is a playground that looks like any other. That doesn't make any sense.
What? Time out.
This first article, the first sentence, it just says Huntsville's historic Maple Hill Cemetery is a playground that looks like any other. Is so most playgrounds I see don't look like cemeteries. Featuring a modern swing set and climbing apparatus. But so, this playground isn't like others. Passerby often say they can see the swings moving on their own volition, as well as orbs or spectral figures.
I still don't like
the first sentence.
Is it built right next to?
Oh, here it goes. It's adjoining Huntsville's historic Maple Hill Cemetery is a playground. So it's like right
there
next to it.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. Now we get
it. Huntsville's historic Maple Hill Cemetery is a playground. Okay. That makes more sense. Okay.
So the ghosts of children come and swing on the swings, is what they're saying.
Apparently, the playground's surrounded by, on three sides, by limestone that's formed many caves in the area, giving it a shadowed appearance and leads to its spooky legends. The proximity to the historic cemetery doesn't hurt either. Let's see here. Well, local teens, I guess it has, they got the nickname Dead Children's Playground, which, people in the area complain because it's still a place used by families. You can imagine, they'd be like, hey, let's go to the Dead Children's Playground today, you know?
Sounds good, Dad.
Day of family fun. How did the innocent get his, how did it get its gruesome name? It said, many children who died in Huntsville during the 1918 Spanish flu pandemic are buried in Maple Hill plots adjoining the playground. It said that spirits of those, the spirits of those children come out after dark to run and play as they might have when they were alive. An online search turns up photos of unexplained shadows and orbs, even though they just said there's limestone caves that cause shadows. Anyways,
okay.
I'm seeing here. Trying to see here, this next article is kind of talks about the worldwide Spanish flu pandemic when that happened during the early 1900s.
Yeah, I remember that.
Because
I'm very old, okay, I remember that.
Do you remember the Spanish flu pandemic of 1918 well?
Yeah. It was like it was yesterday, man. It was scary.
Oh, there's a little poem, a little sing. It says it's a sing-song rhyme.
Yeah, go ahead, please.
Okay.
Sing song, okay, is this poem.
The sing song rhyme. Okay, I had a bird. Its name was Enza. I opened the window and influenza. Get it? The bird's name was Enza and then influenza.
Yeah.
Ba-boom.
Sing, get it?
I had a bird. Its name was Enza. I opened the window and influenza. What a fun thing to sing in the 1918.
His name was Enza. Flu something for the influenza.
Good job. You got it. Fantastic.
I don't know the words.
I'm just trying to talk more about the spread of this is more of an article, it seems, on influenza. This is Spanish flu in 1918.
This is a reminder to everybody out there, go wash your hands. You don't want to get the Spanish influenza of 1918.
And then the very last. Okay, it's not the last article, but just there's like a, like these like websites, they have like ads in between and this and that.
Yep.
This one just says on October 7th, the governor of Alabama ordered closure of public places statewide. It doesn't really, just says, doesn't give a year, so that could have been.
Could have been like in 1918?
Last year.
Could have been today. Like, who knows?
Okay, let's just get on to the other stuff. Why do we got to do this?
Why are they the way that they are?
Okay, so there's no official count of the number of children who died in Huntsville or how many were buried in Maple Hill. Mm-hmm. The number they said is most likely in the hundreds, hundreds. So
yeah, man, kids just want to play, no matter their age.
Yeah, yeah. So we've got a cemetery next to a playground.
Mm-hmm. Proper place for.
And it's a modern playground. Like I'm looking at a picture of it. Like why would you put that there?
So
you know what I mean? That's just it's like a weird place to put a playground.
I'm sorry. I was picturing you looking at the layout of the playground and you were saying, why would they put that there? Like, why is there a slide next to a swing? That's ridiculous.
No. That's now that I'm looking at it, it is kind of,
it's a terrible layout.
Like, you couldn't jump on these swings. If you try, like, you swing and then jump off, you will hit a slide. So it's really not a good layout. If you get a good, huzzah off of it. Anyways, back to what we were talking about. But so, I mean, so they're saying swings are moving all the time. They can see tons of shadows, you know, they think are the kids, and there's like unexplained orbs. I don't see any pictures of the orbs of light or anything like that. They already said once that the shadows, the area has tons of shadows because of the limestone formations around it on three sides. Speaking of that, if it's on three sides of this playground, do you have to walk through the cemetery to get here?
Or do you walk through the playground to get to the cemetery? Either way.
That's, you could, you, either way, either inconvenient.
Way, this is a terrible... Why would you ever put a playground next to a cemetery? It's like, I'm trying to bury my grandfather in the cemetery here, but these goddamn 15 kids over here screaming about skibbity toilet.
Yeah, could you imagine
something.
That? Yeah, you're like trying to like mourn a loss of a loved one or something. You got friggin'
little Tim's
kids over here
tantrum,
TikToking himself, and stuff like
TikToking,
that. So,
so it's
But anyways, the shadows can be explained by the limestone, I guess, as already stated. Mm-hmm. And then the swings moving on their own. Wind exists, so that's what, you know, you can kind of go back to that. That's the thing.
Wind exists.
Yeah, so, you know, that's a good thing, you know, I guess. You know, that's easy to explain. The orbs of light, who knows? It could be people running around at night. It could be lots of things. Could be aliens. Could be the same thing that got fucking Coronado's guys. Could be the same people.
You know what
this goes back to?
What?
Wizards.
Not again. It was wizards,
wasn't
it?
Wizards could have been.
This. Wizards are
not as good as so me. Serious. Wizards did this. Oh, that's good. That's good. I like that. So, do you think? Okay, I think in my opinion of this urban legend, I doubt it's haunted. I think what we have here is a case of really poor city planning.
Mm-hmm.
That's really about it. That's why. I mean, of course, the playground's going to be creepy if you put it next to a cemetery.
Oh yeah, anything is creepy once you put it next to a cemetery.
Yeah, you know.
I don't really believe it. I'd have to see it to believe it, you know.
Well, next time you come down here, we'll go see it. It's not that far from where I live.
God,
it is 3.5 hours.
No,
it is a little ways away.
That's too far. Like, no.
Yeah.
All right. So
okay. Next one.
Next one.
We're on a roll. Right. We've done two.
Done two.
Oh my God. We're going to be doing this. We're going to be still be doing urban legends forever.
Our, like,
it takes so
mark.
Long to get through.
Okay, so the next one is Florida. And this is going to be the Devil's Chair. So this story is the Devil's Chair from Casadaga.
God, do we have to pronounce cities in Florida? It's going to be a
nightmare. Casadaga, Florida. The Casadaga.
Casadaga. You got to say it faster. Casadaga. If you're from Casadaga, please explain to us. Let us know how to say
That's
the name of your town.
How you say it. Are you Russian? Casadaga.
You're Russian.
Говорите по-русски, девочка. Okay, the Kosoda spiritualist camp is full of odd ghosts, but one chair supposedly is a favorite for the big cheese himself, Chucky. Okay, it doesn't say Chucky. I added that in.
Did you? That'd be odd.
The big cheese himself, Chucky. According to local lore, if you sit in it, he'll whisper horrible things in your ear. Taxes,
yeah, that sucks.
Forever changing you. And if you leave a beer on his chair overnight, he'll drink it. Sometimes even if the can is still sealed. Okay. Why would you leave him a beer?
I don't know. I'm reading this here, and it says that there's more devil's chairs than just this one. Like, apparently they find these in a lot of places.
It's just a chair.
Well, this one is an oversized stone chair that is said to summon the devil himself when visitors take a seat. So
and
if you sit in his chair,
horrible things in your ear.
Yeah, or he just doesn't like sharing.
He's like,
you know, he's just
he's like in your ear all like, your 401k is underperforming.
Okay, it says here horrible. What makes Casadaga I'm just going to say it that way the rest of the time. It's said to sit on a vortex, a point of concentrated psychic energy. The vortex is natural, but other vortices in the area are man-made, created by the psychic activity that the town is known for. They ended a sentence. Other vortices are said to exist at sites like Stonehenge and the location of the pyramids at Giza. It is said within this vortex that the cemetery lies. What cemetery? This is the first time you mentioned it. The gravestones at Kasadaga Cemetery date back to the 1800s, though vandals have tipped over many of the headstones.
They could not tip over the other one, dear comrade.
Cemetery mainly consists of those who are residents of Lake Helen. George P. Colby is among those who are buried here. I don't know who that is.
He did something.
And of course, within this vortex sits the large, menacing red brick bench known as the Devil's Chair.
You know what he did? He got Mr. Colby got with his best friend, whose last name is Jack, and they made cheese together.
Oh, that's fit, dude. Have you heard? Colby cheese is the best cheese.
Colby Jack is so good, though.
Yeah, but Colby cheese, it's very, you know what I mean? There's like no taste to it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
What? You know, so.
It's so good because it has no taste.
Yeah, it's not like really, it's not like sharp or like weird. It's just there. You know what I mean? That's all I'm looking
for.
It's
so tasty. It's so tasty. Yeah. It tastes like nothing.
Well, not really, but it's just, you know, it's there, which is good enough. It's not trying to be what it's not, you know?
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Let's see here. What becomes of those who sit in this chair? Well, let's find out. It says that the devil himself speaks to you when you sit in the chair, and some report hearing voices in their head when seated. That's the only place you're going to hear them. The others say the devil outright appears to those who sit in the chair. Best known legend of the devil's chair is that if one leaves, here's your unopened beer thing, an open beer on the bench, one finds it empty the next morning.
That's just the
but
homeless.
It's still unopened.
The homeless know to go there because stupid kids are going to put a beer there, and they're like, yeah,
free
beer.
Yeah, if I was homeless and like if people were leaving beers on it all day, yeah, why wouldn't you?
Yep.
You know?
Yep. Just be chilling, drinking some booze, baby.
There is a tale about a young man who dared to sit in the chair at midnight on All Hallows Eve.
Oh.
His friends watched him walk into the cemetery, winding his way between the headstones. Okay, let's skip forward. This was, oh, it was the last, never mind, it was the last he was ever seen. Never mind, we should go back. Oh, he faded into the darkness of the night, you know, and then now he's never seen again, I guess.
Yeah, he became the devil's chair or something.
Some say Satan dragged him, you know, the young man to hell, kicking and screaming.
Oh, they would have heard it if he was kicking and screaming. He just disappeared, though.
Yeah, you know, so that makes sense.
He was kicking, was not screaming, apparently.
Some people thrive on fear. It's obviously a huge attraction for ghost hunters. You know, it's pretty close to Orlando. It's like 30, 40 miles north of Orlando, yeah. So it's a big thing for tourists.
Yeah.
And that's pretty much it. Kasadaga.
It's a Kasadaga. It's a Kasadaga. You can't afford it.
The cemetery has a nighttime security guard on Halloween to keep intruders away. Why wouldn't you have them every other day of the year? Or none. Like, it's just one more day. Like, yeah. Why would you need that?
Well, people are going to go there because they got to get dared and, oh, the devil. And, we got to keep away from the devil.
So, like, there's tons of these devil's chairs in other states. You know what I mean? It's like it's like a tourist attraction type thing. So
it's like one of those, like, oh, that's the Crybaby's Bridge. Oh, every state has one.
Crybaby's Bridge.
That's what they call the bridge that you can hear a crying baby because the mom threw it in the water or something. I don't know.
Oh.
Have you not heard of that one?
Yeah, so. No, I haven't.
Oh, cool. Surprise.
So, yeah, that's a terribly sad story. Anyways.
Don't do that, people. don't throw your babies in the water.
So on these right here, I mean, they have these in Kansas, Pennsylvania. I know I've looked at and seen some stuff from there, Florida. So I don't know. It seems kind of like just like a touristy thing that gets kind of put up.
It's a cop out.
Still kind of fun for the area, I guess. But
you know,
I don't really. You know, unless Keanu Reeves is leading me to a chair that says, because I've seen him do it in Constantine. Like he sat in that chair with that cat, and he, you know, was out of there, you know. So unless it's him taking me somewhere, then I'm not going to really.
It's got to be John Constantine. You know. Great movie.
Oh, dude, great movie. Underrated movie.
I agree.
Did you hear a couple of years ago they were going to make a Constantine 2? I don't think it ever anything
he
ever happened with it,
though.
He wanted
to make a Constantine 2.
Oh, dude, it would have been, I would
yeah,
I'd
like,
go see it.
Keanu Reeves wants to make one bad, and for some reason nobody's latching onto it. And I'm like, latch me on immediately. I will watch
dude,
that
that'd be a great
multiple times in theaters.
Oh, that'd be a great movie.
So, okay. Do you all believe right, so. It, I guess?
Nah, it's just a touristy thing, it seems. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, why? There are too many of them for it to be, like, a thing. You're not going to, the devil's mm-hmm. not going to latch onto any random, you know, chair you build out of brick or stone or anything like that.
They made a
think.
Large-sized chair. Oh, my God, the devil. Like, everybody.
Oh, God, I got it. Yeah.
The chair's not small. It's the devil.
Yep. Yep. Okay. So, you got another one?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, what do you got?
This one's going to be for Idaho.
Okay.
Idaho, a state that I almost moved to.
You said Idaho, not Iowa, right?
Yes, they are different. Idaho.
Are they, though?
There are people who get Idaho, Iowa, and Ohio. Idaho, Ohio. I just added all
that. I don't think I would get Ohioan confused with it, but...
People who aren't from any of those areas, they get it confused.
People in Ohio think they're in Idaho?
No, no.
What are you talking about?
Did I say that or did you? I don't know.
I don't know.
Okay, whatever. We'll listen to that back.
Yeah,
one of us
whatever.
Said the
okay.
incorrect thing. But yeah, people from outside of those three states and who are nowhere near them, like they don't live anywhere near them, are always like Idaho, Ohio, one of those three. I don't know. Whatever. They're the same. Always. Jerks. Anyways, mm-hmm. Water Babies of Massacre Rocks. Oh, my God.
Water Babies?
Yes.
Of Massacre Rocks.
Yep. This is in Pocatello, Idaho. So here we go. Sit by the river, and you can hear the sounds of babies crying. Jesus. Why would anybody sit by this river if you can hear the sound of babies crying?
You should... Help or leave immediately.
Yeah,
or go get help.
Yeah, no, you should help immediately, yeah. They're the babies that mothers were forced to kill during a famine rather than see them starve. Some say that these babies evolved into tricky creatures with fins and gills.
Jesus.
I was not ready for that. What? How would... Evolutionarily... How could you, if it's a baby? Okay, you know what? Yeah.
Whatever. Okay, so what I'm reading here, let's see.
Jesus.
Okay, this is the thing I clicked on. This is like somebody's account of them going there.
Okay.
But it's like a chilling gust of wind, a crack of, that's too long, dude. I'm not here for that. Like, I just need.
Like, let me tell you about everything starting at 6:48 a.m.
That's what they're doing. It's like they're trying to give me a recipe to something, and they just, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It's like I was born on a sunny Tuesday.
Yep.
My, you know, and this is how you make ravioli or something. So. Let's see. Okay, here's one. Okay, this looks a little easier. It says water babies are the spirits of drowned infants. It's like you said, the story mm-hmm. behind their existence, the tragic one. The famine,
famine.
Says here,
yep.
The Native Americans couldn't feed any new mouths, so they decided that pregnant mothers would drown their newborns, the river to save them, you know, from starving. You know, and it's like it says here, they grew fins. As a result, the babies changed and adapted. They grew fins and gills and fed on small fish in the river. People have reported hearing them crying out for their mothers. Also, the water bodies lured people to their death to revenge their own demise. So... It's another thing that this is like a Native American type thing. You know, you get a lot of urban legends come from those. But I don't understand how it goes, because like, how do you get to this point? Because like you're drowning babies.
Yes.
Horrible, first
yes.
of all.
Yes.
And then they grow fins, and then they just feed on small fish in the river. And
they
then they're
into tricky creatures with fins and gills.
Yeah.
That's a really,
but they died. But they died, though.
But yeah, after they died, so. Then they evolved, which doesn't did the, make
did
any
they
sense.
Drown him and leave him there? Like, they didn't bury him?
I don't know. Maybe they just threw him in the water. You know, like, all right, good luck. Chris Blunk, like, God.
You know what? Never mind. I think you know where I was going to go with that. But
Well, maybe. I don't know. Do you know where you're going to go with that? Let us know in the comments below.
Okay. Yeah. Just pick more. There's not a lot on this one. I clicked on this link just real quick, and this is a there's a band called the Water Babies, so you don't need to read that.
God,
so cool965.com. Oh, this it has / the spookiest urban legend from Idaho. It's like the, what?
Okay. It's the name of the band, and it's the name of the. I don't even know.
Whatever. So not really a lot to this one. So what do you think of this one? This is a pretty short one. On that,
what do I think of this one? I think it's stupid.
Well,
cry. It's just all you hear, cry baby.
I think there are cases where there were famines. Specific to this one, and like that did happen.
Yeah,
but, like,
yeah, no. I don't mean anything against people who had a famine. I'm talking about the people now who are like, oh, there's babies and they have fins and gills. Like, what?
Yeah, it's kind of like there's not an explanation how you really get to that point. At least with the last one with the stupid playground. At least it's next to a cemetery and creepy.
Yeah.
There's a land bridge to it. Like, instead this one's just like, oh, well, this horrible tragedy happened, and, oh, but now this happened.
Now they have like, gills and fins, and they miss their mothers. Like, oh.
Yeah.
Jesus. Okay, cool.
That's just sad. Like, I don't even like that one. Like, just the beginning, just the whole beginning of the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, even maybe that's why I can't take the back end seriously, because the beginning is so serious.
Yeah.
So, on to the next one. Let's get that one. I'm just wash that one away.
Get it together, Idaho. All right, so here we go.
I drank all my beer.
Root beer.
Yeah, my root beer.
There you go. Drank all the rest of his root beer. Let's see. Okay, so next one I got here is Maryland.
Okay.
Maryland. So this one is going to be about the Goat Man. Prince George County.
Now, they didn't just come up with this because it rhymes, right? The Goat Man of Maryland.
I think that's what it was, yeah, because they really wanted to, they were really influenced by rap music back then.
Oh, this one is actually on, Wikipedia, okay.
Oh, so, okay, the Goat Man, Prince George's County, Maryland. This legend stirred so much enthusiasm that the USDA at one point had to formally deny the creation of the Goat Man in their Beltsville Research Agricultural Center. The half-man, half-goat creature likes to chase down teenagers in Lover's Lane and distract drivers on Crybaby Bridge.
Jesus. Just Crybaby Bridge. You just mentioned that.
Weird, right? Like, Jesus. There's multiple Crybaby Bridges in every state, I think.
Okay, so what I'm reading here is, a lot of Goatman stories originated in the 1970s. Some of its legends are set in the late 30s, so it sounds like this is maybe no one really knows when this was.
The exact time, exact place.
Yep. Following the disappearances and or deaths of multiple dogs, which were later attributed to the creature. However, given the condition of the remains, the deaths may have more likely been the result of passing trains. So it was either the Goatman or a train. So... one of the two. Easily confused. Goat mm-hmm. Mans and trains. It's understandable.
Yeah. They're
despite
very
evidence
close.
To the contrary, stories of Goat Man exist and continue to circulate, especially among local students. Go by graffiti, comma, Goat Man was here. We're not uncommon. So the Goat Man's a vandal. One. So that's one. Think we're getting here. Law enforcement would habitually receive calls, report sightings, albeit with the majority being pranks.
Mm-hmm.
The creature is commonly claimed to have a human face, but with the body covered in hair. However, descriptions differ on whether Goatman greatly resembled a hairy humanoid or a human with lower portion of goat, similar to fauns of Greek mythology.
Yes.
Let's jump down to variations. According to some variations of the legend, Goatman is said to have once been a scientist, Dr. Stephen Fletcher, who worked in the Beltsville Agricultural Research Center.
That's what I was talking about.
Yeah, and this version is he was experimenting on goats, and it backfires. You got the fly situation. A goat got into something that he should have been into, apparently, and merged. You know, like that movie, I can understand a fly getting in there, but if you were in there and you noticed a goat get in there, you'd probably just stop.
Yeah. Yeah, you deserved this.
Yeah, if you brought him in there with you.
Gets in there, like, I'm going to sit down and make this machine go, and then he hears, as it starts, and it's like, no! Goat man.
It says they were mostly popularized in the 70s. It keeps talking about remains of dogs being found. Pearson relates that bored teenagers keep the goat millage alive. That's just kind of it. So you kind of got dead dogs, and you've got people being harassed on Lover's Lane and Crybaby Bridge.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you think? What do you think? What do you think? I feel like a lot of these urban legends pop up, and it really has to do with, like, keeping teenagers away from each other. So, you know, that's good. It's got teenagers, so just keep them at home.
Yeah, keep
you know?
Them distant.
Whatever it's it takes. Good. Whatever it takes.
Tie them down. It's fine. Don't do that. Don't do that.
Yeah, but I don't. But like, illegal. It says they found all these dogs that were like, they said, oh god, this goat man got them. But like, if you find a dead dog on a train track, one would lead you to believe goat man train. Why do you land on train? How do you not land on train?
And it depends.
But that's fine.
Like, goat man killed that dog. You see it? How it's mangled in the shape of a train. You know, like,
yeah.
Jesus Christ.
There's a detective. There's a dead dog on this train track.
And it's super flat. Must have been goat man.
Must have been the goat man.
Not again, goat man.
Yeah. So, well, that's kind of a fun one, though. You know. Yeah. So, I mean, not a lot to it, but it's a. I don't know. It's just. It's the train. It's the train. The train got them. If you didn't figure it out,
it's the
people
train.
In Maryland.
It's the train. Have you not seen that animals get hit by cars? Animals can get hit by trains, too.
I'm about to go hop on the bus to nowhere. Jeez.
Take me back. Okay. What do you think? Well, let's do two more.
You want to do two more? Okay.
Yeah. All right. I got them lined up. First one is going to be Missouri.
Missouri?
Missouri, as the folk from around there say. Missouri, which I don't. Missouri. How would you even spell that?
Missouri? Missouri?
No. What? Missouri? Missouri? Yeah.
Okay. You grew up in the Midwest. You know. It's fine.
I never once said Missouri in my life.
You never said Missouri?
You say
Missouri?
Yeah,
me either. No, I don't say Missouri.
Oh, okay. It was just so fluent out of your mouth. I thought you did. I was like, Jesus, man.
I've heard it called Missouri before.
And you were mad?
By people. No, ooh, I don't care.
I was immediately like, oh, get out.
You know what I mean?
So this is going to be Zombie Road. Zombie Road in Wildwood, Missouri. Stories about strange deaths along the road as far back as Native American times and drownings in the nearby river made it a fun, haunted spot for teenagers for decades. But many of them have perished in strange accidents, too. Today, dark shadows follow you, seen only out of the corner of your eye.
Okay, so luckily,
the
first article that pops up is, you know, the first one we did, it's the same guy. He did one on this one, too.
Nice. That's our homie.
So let's see what he says. It's a place of legend. Some say it's haunted. Otherwise, others say it's dangerous to go there at night, while others claim it's the site of an ancient curse. Let's see how close we can get to uncovering the truth of this 100% absolutely evil, cursed, haunted, zombified, deadly, remote, and incredibly hard-to-find place they call Zombie Road.
Wow.
Here we go. He's going to tell me exactly where Wildwood, Missouri is, just like he wanted to tell me exactly where the panhandle of Oklahoma was. So it is... Route 66, depending on the year, used to run along a few different places from 1928, blah, 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 blah. I don't want to read all that. So, never mind. You guys can Google it if you're watching this or listening to this. You guys Google Wildwood, Missouri.
That one guy.
Okay.
Give him time. He's looking at it.
It's just so much. So much to read.
He's writing all this extra stuff that makes people go away. The extra narrative. Let me tell you the history of the vacuum cleaner. Like, what? Tell me about this goddamn road.
Okay, so it says he references something called Legend Has It, so maybe that's another article or something, or another website we need to look into.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah. Need to look that up. It says it's a 3.6 mile long zombie road runs straight over an ancient Indian burial ground. Hikers have reported feeling unsettled, as if they're constantly being watched, and have said there are unexplained noises along the road, as well as cold spots. Some have even said a mysterious old woman yells at passerbyers, only to vanish when they go investigate.
That's what she says.
Well, just to be clear, just because you hear a lady making noise off a pad doesn't give you the right to go harass them or, like, investigate. Of course they're going to leave. Legend has that anyone unfortunate enough to find themselves there at night is bound to be chased and probably murdered by spectral American Indians, undead Confederate rebels, packs of child ghosts, and even the tortured souls of railroad and quarry workers killed in accidents. This is a diverse group. Ghosts and stuff. Not just the undead. There are also rumors of shadowy figures, non-human entities, see everything we just said, and even a giant serial killer zombie.
Oh, yeah. I remember
like
him.
Just one big... One.
Like
serial
pretty
killer
much
zombie.
Jason Voorhees, one just one of those.
Okay, it says so. I bet you're wondering about the giant. It says yes. Okay, so I bet you're wondering about the giant serial killer zombie.
Yeah.
So I am. Yeah. Back in the 1950s, the zombie row was a hot spot for teens to make out. Oh my god, just all the time. Around that time, a crazed man from a nearby mental hospital escaped and disappeared somewhere along the road, leaving his bloody clothes on the side of the road. He set up residence in a worn-down shack.
This is Jason Voorhees.
Yeah, he lived out... he set up residence in a worn-down shack. He lived out the rest of his days happily holding up in the shack and engaging in his murder hobby, only to die an old man and then continue haunting the area as a giant serial killer zombie. How do you go from just being a crazy guy out in the woods who's killing... How do you turn into a giant?
Yeah. How did he get so big? Usually when you get older, you get smaller.
Okay, and then it says down here, it says, I'm totally not making this up. I feel like this guy's making this up.
Yeah, I don't know about that. I trust
him. What do you think?
I trust him. That's got to be real.
Okay, Wild, the city of Wildwood's official stance on Zombie Road. You want to hear their official stance?
I would love to hear the official stance.
Okay, Zombie Road is off limits after dark. Also, Zombie Road doesn't exist. So, that's...
Wait, what? That's their stance?
Yeah, it's their stance.
How do you have something off limits? How do you block off something
okay.
that doesn't
well,
exist?
Okay, they're saying it's a place called Zombie Road. It's actually called Lawler Ford Road. It was created back in the 1800s as an access road for the Merrimack River. In ancient times, you remember the ancient times in the 1800s?
What?
It says in ancient times. Oh, see, it says in ancient times, way back in 2010, it was freshly paved. I didn't even read the whole thing. You remember the ancient times of 2010?
Oh, my God.
It was wild.
So
it was freshly paved, renamed Broccolo Trail, and is now a bike path. Legend has it that it's hard to find. Lucky for us, you can just punch in Broccolo Trail on Google Maps, and it'll take you straight there. So, thank goodness.
Oh man. That makes it easy.
Dude, I'm gonna send you the link to this. We gotta use this guy.
It
has all kinds of horror story stuff and this and that. I'm gonna look more up on this website.
We'll actually tell you his name too.
It's got his name right here. I'll tell you what it is after we get off. Dude, there's like a picture of there's a little train that runs through here with little kids on it and stuff and like a little conductor.
What?
It says, the truth is the Zombie Road is a dangerous place to die because it's stalked by police looking for trespassers. Law enforcement carries ticket books that will write you a ticket for trespassing with fines as much as $1,000. See? Told you it was a scary place, is what he says.
Okay.
Yeah, and that's the end of that. So, okay, so cool. It's a road. Let's look real quick here, back to where we were. So basically, it's a paved bike trail.
Mm-hmm. That's off limits.
And that's off limits, but not, I guess. And it's inhabited by dead American Indians, Confederate soldiers, ghost children, railroad and quarry workers, and a giant zombie.
It's so busy.
Serial killer, giant zombie. So a lot of people vying for attention there. But a lot of things.
It's only a 3.6-mile road, so just don't go on that road.
Yeah, because they're all going to be right there.
Yeah, you're going to see at least one of the groups very quickly.
Yeah, you know, so just...
Like, oh no, it's the serial killer kids, go! Like,
yeah, just don't... I'm just trying to look through some of it. Feeling unsettled. If I'm out in the woods, I'm unsettled too, man. I don't care if I'm on a path or not. I don't want to be there.
100%.
Unexplained noises. You know, wind and animals alongside the road.
Mm-hmm.
A mysterious old woman yells at passerby only to vanish. Maybe she, like, yelled at people.
This is the homeless.
Yeah, it could be the homeless. Who knows?
Like, I'm trying to take a dump in the woods. Get the hell out of here.
This is my favorite one we've done, by the way. And okay. I really attribute it to the information that this guy has given me.
He's a great guy.
This is
so love him.
Much fun. Let's see. Please have a search bar on your home. You don't. God dang it.
Okay.
All right. You got one more? Okay. Anyway, going back to this one.
Wait, yeah.
Do you believe it's haunted? Do you believe it's a thing? Like, what do you think?
No, I don't. I just think that people will hear anything, like the wind or an animal or their own butts, you know, and they're like, what the hell was that? Ah! Instead of doing, like, an actual investigation of what the hell was that. Let me look. I don't see anything. Oh, let's leave, just in case.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, you teenagers making out, get out of here, too. You know what I mean? Like I said, they just keep making these things up in, like, the 50s.
Yep.
Just to keep teenagers in the house.
Yep.
Which is where they should be, by the way. All right. Anyways, next, what do you got? What's the last one? The
last one is going to be for small soda. Minnesota.
You want a small soda?
I would love a small soda. Minnesota. So this is going to be the Wendigo from northern Minnesota. This is one of the oldest legendary monsters dating back to the folklore of Native Americans who hunted these 15-foot-tall, shape-shifting creatures even into the early 20th century. Anyone who reports... Anyone who resorts to cannibalism and tastes human flesh will become one.
Oh, goodness.
That's the wind to go.
No, I'm just scrolling through my first thing. Just hopefully this guy pops up. He didn't. Dang it.
There's another young...
Oh, here's a fun one. Okay, this the headline of this article is Beware the Wendigo, the frostbitten flesh eater.
Yep. That sounds
of
about
North
right.
America's chilly heartland.
Ooh, I love some chili.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, wow. That's a really interesting cartoon picture of a Wendigo. Very cool. Winnebago. Rhymes with it. Super fun.
Super fun.
Yeah. Okay, let's see here. You already kind of gave the basic idea of it.
Yeah.
Did you say they hunted them?
Yeah.
What'd they hunt them for, does it say? Were they trying to get rid of them?
They're trying to
were
get
they eating
rid of
them?
Them? Yeah, no.
Oh, okay.
Because as soon as you resort to cannibalism, you become a Wendigo.
Well, I mean, okay, so Wendigos are, like, cannibal, winter cannibal monsters.
Yeah.
Is what this says.
It's the eating of human flesh. Like, they eat some of the human flesh by resorting to cannibalism, and then they will start to prefer that and will want that and will be, changes and alters their body to where they become taller and they learn how to shapeshift and stuff.
Right. Okay, so I got some stuff here. So it started out, according to the Ojibwe People's Dictionary, yep, as a winter cannibal monster.
Mm-hmm.
Three of the most terrifying words in any language. Winter. Winter isn't really... I'm looking forward to winter, actually.
I know, right? Me too.
God, I'm so tired of summer, dude. It's so hot here.
It was 99 miserable today here.
It wasn't 99. I think it was low 90s. But, dude, like, we're going... I'm just going to keep telling everyone where I'm going. I'm going to the Green Day concert tomorrow.
this won't be
they're playing with then. They're playing with Rancid, too. I'm really excited for that.
Yeah.
But it's going to be... The high tomorrow is, like, 95.
Ugh.
You know what I mean? It is going to be so hot.
Yeah, it was 99 here, and then it said it felt like it was 116.
Screw that, man. We need fall, like, ASAP. Anyways, back to what we were talking about. This Wendigo is a giant, soaring anywhere between 10 feet tall to higher than the pine trees of the northern forest.
Mm-hmm.
Described as human-like, but emaciated, with a face blackened by frostbite and missing lips and cheeks because it chewed
them off.
Yeah, because it chewed them off in its hunger for human flesh.
Mm-hmm.
The diet is described by George M. Eberhardt in his book Mysterious Creatures, A Guide to Cryptozoology, which
we are.
We are cryptozoologists.
Yep.
Eats people, especially children. So, that's probably because... Okay. The children probably... Little legs can't run faster than adults. The Wendigo is a personification of the ice and hunger, cold and death, despondence and desperation that
was the
rhyme
reason.
The winter wastelands of North America.
Yeah, that's them.
But it says here it's not just a metaphor for the ruthlessness of those climates. It's a human monster, one of whose dangerous greed and murderous inclinations can ruin a community in an environment where trust and working together are vital for survival.
Well, yeah, it can shapeshift. It can be somebody else.
Yeah, like you could...
That's not nice.
Like, hey, mailman, and then you're dead.
Actually, I don't think
know?
It turns into
people.
Because
he was the mailman.
Wendigos actually didn't turn into people. Sorry, I'm saying the wrong thing. The Wendigos would turn into animals. And usually it was something... I think it was them, the Wendigo, where it had something to do with, like, as long as they had the pelt of an animal, they could transform into that animal. So that's why you would see them wearing multiple types of pelts.
There's a documented article from what this says. In December 1897, the St. Paul Globe of Minnesota reported that a Native American woman living in the Barrens River Reserve of Manitoba had contracted typhoid fever, the effects of which caused her to act strangely. Her husband thought she was turning into a Wendigo, so he grabbed her by her hair and broke her neck.
Oh.
He was arrested for murder. He said there are also cases of people turning into Wendigos that are not mistaken diagnoses. The most famous is the case of Swift Runner. Let's see here. They said that he, even though he looked pretty hell for a man who was the right of winner that killed. All right, so basically there was a man in Alberta, says, a Cree man named Swift Runner who was known and liked in town, returned from his winter camp without his family. Baby strangely, he said that they had died of starvation, even though he looked pretty, you know, fine for a man who survived winter that killed 9 other people.
Mm-hmm.
The police went up there to check on the area, and they found a camp strewn with human bones. Some of them, you know, obviously with like gnaw marks and cut marks on them from using tools. This guy confessed to what the academic world calls it's cannibalism. You know, this guy was up wherever he was. He killed Native's family.
And that's how he became a Wendigo.
Yeah, but isn't it... Is that a thing where, like, if you do consume, like, human meat, like, it does mess with you? Like, is that actually a thing? Because I've heard that before, and I, you know, when you see it in video. Is that a real thing?
Far as I understand, it's only human brains.
Oh, is it?
You cannot eat human brains. Because that is, like... There's something in it, and it, like... makes you go crazy or something like that, like from eating it.
It says here, like some evidence for them. Like it says here, exit holes from some large things are found on the ice when the lake freezes. I don't know, man. I feel like that's probably just like larger animals falling through the ice.
Yeah.
You know, in the winter, like they try to walk across it and they just fall in the lake.
Yeah.
So that would probably explain that.
Mm-hmm.
She said that this person said that a Wendigo is supposed to live in the icy waters of that inner lake, so now they live in lakes.
Okay.
Yeah, they live in lakes, I guess. Bare footprints and exit holes from large thing or things are found on the ice when the lake freezes over. This lady said she heard that the lake was used as a big kettle by a group of cannibal giants for boiling humans, and that a Native American chief had ventured the island and never returned. And that's the end of the article.
That's got to be it. That last one.
That, giant. The end where they're a giant lake and they're using it as a kettle to boil people.
Yeah. How are they heating up this water to boil?
I don't know.
If it's a lake.
I don't know.
I mean,
I'd
love to see.
Who are we? Who are we to? I've never met a Wendigo, so who am I to question how they do things?
That's
true.
Yeah. Yeah.
But
if anybody knows the Wendigo, please let us know. I'd like to ask them how they would go about using a whole lake to boil people in. Like, how would you heat up the lake?
If you happen to know an Appalachian like Eldritch Horror, and you could ask their opinion, please do and let us know. Just email us their response.
Yeah. Let us know their response. But yeah.
Oh my god, the AC just kicked on over here and it feels so good.
Oh yeah. But yeah, that's
And this one again, like obviously goes back to Native American stuff, you know. So where a lot of these urban legends come from. But this one's a bigger one. Like they say these are kind of everywhere, right? Like not just Minnesota.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like these are kind of prevalent through North America and Canada.
It depends on with the different types of Native Americans, you know, like the Utes of Utah.
Yeah, different type of variations.
They did the skinwalker, you know. So it's like they're very similar, but they're different still. But just like a lot of like religions have their similarities in a lot of places, you know.
Yeah.
So yeah. But yeah. I don't necessarily believe that this is real. Just like most people.
No, but it's kind of part of a culture, like this type of story, which is kind of cool, like how they're so prevalent over across these different things. It's not real, obviously, but it's a really it's one of the cooler ones about.
Yeah, so. I agree.
Yeah,
because I mean, even you know, like you got to think about this too. Like, even if it was real, you know, like, and you saw one, what are you gonna do? You know, like
die.
Yeah, I mean,
I'm not outrunning a 15-foot-tall human. You know what I mean?
Well, I mean, if they have goat legs like the guy on the picture I'm looking at now,
I'm not fast in real. I can't run. I got this goddamn ankle. You know what I mean?
I got this dad bod on me. I can't run either. Bump that.
Yeah, I'm
just getting taken out. Oh, you came back again, huh, Cat? Slinking on by. There's a cattail. Nope. Get your cat butt out of here. We're not trying to put that on the internet. Come on, girl. She's still like... There we go. Goddamn cats. But yeah. So that's... what do you think? That's a good stopping point?
Yeah, that's a good one. How many did we get through tonight? We'll get through six. Five, six,
two, three,
seven.
Four, five, six, seven. Because we went
got through seven.
A little over our normal.
Very good.
Hour. But that's okay.
Yeah.
We got through seven. Yeah. So now we only have 82 more or something like that.
82.
Okay, so yeah, today was Urban Legends by State Part 5, Oklahoma, Alabama, Florida, Idaho, Maryland, Missouri, and Minnesota.
Yep.
So did want to remind everybody, we are at WT Conspiracy on Instagram, TikTok, and Twitter. If you would like to email us, WTConspiracy@gmail.com. We also have our videos of us on YouTube. So... next episode is going to be episode 19, Dinosaurs Escaped to Space.
Yep. I'm really looking forward to doing the research on this one over this week. Like I said, the notebook's making a comeback because that's how I have to do it. And I'm sure there is just tons of evidence that I'm going to be able to dig up to prove to you, Pizwa, that dinosaurs didn't all die. That they escaped to space, like you said. So should be a pretty easy one to prove. I would say
should be easy to prove.
Yeah, okay. I got this one.
Okay, all right.
This should be easy.
This is, oddly enough, one of the ones I don't know anything about. Like, one of the very few that I know nothing about.
Me either, but I'm going to learn. I'm going to learn over the next 7 days. So
beautiful. Mm-hmm. Beautiful. All right, then. Outro. You ready? If we didn't do a good job this time,
we probably will next time.
How do you get it right after a year and a half and then mess it up the next
episode? I don't know. Did I mess it up again? Did I mess it up this time?
Maybe we will.
Maybe we will next time. Yeah, see?
Probably and whatever.
It's the consistency is what the people keep coming back for, you know?
What consistency, though?
The consistency of inconsistency is why they keep showing back up.
You woke up and chose chaos today, man.
I did. Had a pretty good day, you know, so, you know, pretty, and it's almost to an end, too, which kind of stinks. But I get to go to that concert tomorrow, so I'm looking forward to that.
Hey,
so
that'll be fun. Brother.
But I won't be on video games tomorrow, so.
Okay, no
video
games for me
tomorrow at all.
I don't like that.
Yeah, I won't be home to like, after 12.
Okay, I'm getting angry now.
Yeah, it'll be late before I get back.
Yeah, all good. All right, everybody, we'll be back again next week with Dinosaurs Escape to Space. Hope to hear you listen to... How do I even say that? I hope you
hear us. Or keep going.
I hope you hear us next time. What? I'm okay. Cool. Anyways. It's time for us to go.
Freeze frame.
Why do we do that?
Okay. There we go. This is a great outro. It's the best one yet.
All right, everybody. Thanks for listening. And we hope to see you again next time. Bye.
Yep.